The Minister of COVID-19 Response, Chris Hipkin, says he's yet to be notified of any more cases overnight. And early results from the genomic testing shows the latest case might be linked to the Defence Force cluster. When I spoke to him a short time ago, he told me more information was needed before deciding whether to shift the alert levels.
We'll know a lot more as the day progresses today. Our case investigation process yesterday produced a lot of information that was very helpful. We have a lot more pieces to this puzzle than we did, say, when we were dealing with the cluster around the Cool Store, which was the last big cluster that we dealt with in Auckland. We've got a lot more information at this point in the process than we did back then. At the moment, we're just working out how all those puzzle pieces fit together, and there's still one or two pieces that we're waiting on. But, you know, things are looking good for being able to assemble a fairly good picture of this case, of this case's movements and of the risk around the case. And, you know, we will be in a position to be able to make calls on that later today.
You're sounding reasonably hopeful that there won't have to be a lockdown and that you've got this ring fenced. Is that fair?
Look, I am reasonably hopeful, but it is just that it's hopeful. It's early days yet, but things are moving very quickly. We're assembling information very quickly. The system's operating as we need it to operate, and that's very encouraging.
The Vincent Residences, where this confirmed case lives, a 15-storey block, it's got over 170 apartments. Has everyone there been tested and are they isolating?
I haven't had an update on that this morning. Obviously, it's early this morning, but I was assured last night that the testing team arrived on site and was there to test people on site. So we'll get an update on that later on this morning.
Nonetheless, we have information that people were leaving the apartment complex yesterday, flouting that advice to stay isolated. Is that information that you also have?
I've heard anecdotal reports of that through the media. Obviously, it takes a little bit of time for us to get to a building like this to get the testing set up. We ask people to isolate in that period of time for their own safety as well as for the safety of others. So we are asking people to do the right thing here.
Why were there no health workers or any notification to the people at the Vincent apartments ahead, really, of that announcement yesterday? It was reporters telling people who lived there what was going on.
My understanding is that the Auckland Regional Public Health officials were liaising with the building manager, the facility manager there. They did send people to the building. It may have taken those people some time to get there, though.
Is that good enough, though?
In a case like this, there's a lot of moving parts and things do move very quickly. And we want to get information out to the public, but we also have a job to do behind the scenes to continue the investigation as well. We don't have an unlimited number of people, to supply in these kind of situations, but we do try and move as quickly as we can.
Speaking of moving quickly, obviously getting people tested is a priority. Nonetheless, one resident of that apartment block tried getting two tests, going to two separate centres, and despite saying where it was that he lived, he wasn't able to get a test. What's going on?
Well, that's one of the reasons why we set up a testing station specifically at that apartment building, to guarantee that the people who are there are able to get a test.
What about the situation with the manager for A to Z Collections, the shop where the confirmed case worked? There seems to be a bit of two sides to this story as far as we can see at this stage, but is this going to be investigated by WorkSafe?
Look, that's ultimately a matter for WorkSafe. I'm not responsible for that. They make their own decisions on those sorts of things independently.
But would it seem to be falling into that sort of criteria?
Oh, look, I think it's a disappointing situation. I think, my message to all employers up and down the country is, if someone rings in sick and says, I need to stay home because I'm unwell, do everything you can to support them to do that. When it's related to COVID-19, there is additional financial support available to businesses if they need that.
As for the source here, the genome sequencing you're hoping to get back later on today, do you think there is the potential for the virus to have been transferred from the nearby managed isolation and quarantine facility to the woman at the Vincent apartment? Potentially something like the rubbish bin that we've heard of in the past, the lift button that have been sources of cases. I don't know, perhaps a fence, a handrail, something like that. Are you checking CCTV on that?
Yeah, so CCTV is one of the tools that we use. We do look at what information we can garner through that. Obviously, if the genome sequencing confirms that it's the same lineage, that the virus that we're dealing with here is the same lineage as the Defence Force workers that we're dealing with at the moment, that's a very big piece in the puzzle that helps. But then we've still got the remaining piece, which is how the virus transferred from the Defence Force people to this particular case. Now, the sooner we can solve that, the sooner we can get a clear ring around the group.
That is the Minister of COVID-19 Response, Chris Hipkins.